You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, we roll into hour number three. Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN, 800-919-3776 is the number. Full buffet, rest of the show, plenty, of course, to get to. We will talk with you all the way through to the Michael Kay Show at 3 o'clock. Tomorrow we have baseball. The Mets will be playing while we're on the air. The Yankees right after we're up the air. So plenty to get to on the baseball front tomorrow. But at least we did cover the most important thing when it comes to talking baseball, which is the hot dog situation. So we got that out of the way, which is nice. But we have to talk about this spring that might, when baseball is coming into focus, this spring might be a distraction with something else going on that we'll get to momentarily. But Bart, while we're getting the call stacked, racked, and ready to go, it's Bart and Han. It's hour number three. What's that mean?
And because what I see on screen three.
Screen three.
Is supercharged.
ESPN Baseball Tonight. Buster only. Jeff Passan. And the topic bar says, bold predictions for the season. The Tigers will win the AL Central.
It's the power hour. Hour. Let's go, Sparky.
Wow. I mean, the Lions spring making a comeback. You get the Tigers.
And the Pistons next year is trending in the right direction,
the
baby.
The Pistons, you think?
We got money. We got young talent that we can trade. And we got draft picks.
We'll see. And you got a coach. He's not in a good mood.
It's the year of the D.
But you know what we have here in New York, Bart? Last night, Madison Square Garden.
Yes.
While that third period for the Rangers, who won the game. Yes, they won the damn thing. It was not pretty, but they did it. Like it's not what you want. It's not how you want to do it.
Close is only close.
They were
close
down 2-0. They were not playing well early on, but they made a comeback. They tie it. Then they go up 3-2, and you're like, okay, they can probably steal this thing. The next thing you know, it's like all hell breaks loose. The craziest bounces, the awful goals. The Rangers scored a couple of pretty ones, and then there were a couple of bad ones. One bounces off the post onto the back, goes into the net. Another mad scramble. It was mayhem. 5-5. It was 2-0 going in. 5-5 goes into overtime, and the Rangers win in OT.
Yeah.
And they get themselves the 2 points that they needed to clinch a playoff berth officially. And so now it's about, can they get the number one spot in the Metropolitan Division and get themselves in position to make a run in the playoffs? Because the goal at this point, after the season they have had, with the players that they have, and the coach that they have in his first year, and he's been remarkable. This has to be about winning the cup.
Is he coming on?
I'm working on it. All right? I'd like to have him on.
I only have one correction. Don't call it a comeback.
No.
They've been here all year professing their fears.
Wow. Sure you wanted to do that on the air?
Dominating their peers. Bars.
Dylon. That's Dylon for sure. But still, this Ranger team, you can tell.
It's our best hope. It's our best damn hope.
I do believe you put them at the very top now, number one to end the championship drought that we've had going on here in New York for a long time.
It goes them, the Liberty, the Jets, the Knicks.
You go Jets, yeah.
The Yankees.
The Yankees, are you sure?
Yankees are fifth. That's fifth. That's not high praise. I'm just saying, maybe they make a trade deadline, you know, to make it all right.
I mean, I guess just by default, the Yankees would end up falling fifth in the power rankings.
I have the Rangers.
I guess the Yankees, you could technically say,
the
if
Liberty.
Cole comes back and everybody stays healthy, maybe they could win a championship. But man, it's not about
who's first or second, who's last, who are you least. Well, it would have to be the Nets. Because you would say the Islanders got a greater chance. It'd probably go Nets. Let's go from the bottom to the back. Nets.
Islanders, Nets are tied at the bottom.
Nets.
Giants.
Yeah, Nets. Giants.
Nets and Islanders are tied.
Islanders. No. We
Giants, Mets. Oh, no. Yeah, Mets, then Devils. I think the Devils are fairly close, but they're not there this year.
Okay.
Right?
Devils,
then Yankees.
Yep.
And then Knicks.
Knicks, and then Jets.
Jets, Liberty.
Yeah.
I think that's about right.
Rangers.
If you're going from bottom to top.
That's our power rank.
But I got to tell you something. 30 years ago, when I was just a wee lad, and you were still running around driving your mom crazy as a little kid, wondering, what am I going to do with all this kid's, all his energy?
30 years ago, I was swimming in my dad.
No. 30 years ago?
Oh, that's true.
What are you talking about?
I forgot I'm older now.
You better not be swimming anywhere. Well, you might have been, but you were 14. Weren't you 14?
I was out of this.
Yeah, you were definitely out. Yes.
Okay. Rude to say.
Anyways, so 30 years ago this spring was one of, if not the greatest spring we've ever had here in New York City.
What was 30 years ago? Was that the 90s?
94.
Oh, 94. That's my first year in high school.
Well, think about it. The whole OJ thing was going on. Now you got the P. Diddy thing going on. Can you imagine if, like, the NBA Finals is disrupted because, you know, Jay-Z's in the truck?
No, Jay-Z ain't going to get involved. We ain't got nothing to do with that. You the real king of New York.
Instead
now,
of it
Jay-Z.
Being a white Bronco, it's a black Escalade.
Yeah, you the real.
On the 405.
You the real king of New York now, Jay. Undisputed, baby. 50 on your ass, though, but it's okay.
50 seems to be enjoying it a little too much right now. Man. But, all right, who'd be driving the black Escalade then?
Lil C's. Or Loon, one of his flunkies.
Like when they ask, like, who is this? It's Lil C's. You know who I am.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of it's AC?
Yeah. It'd be Loon or somebody like that.
Okay.
But you know who
But not to, not to get off to a hard right. Let's not do that.
Oh, damn.
Let's stay back on track.
Big Sean in the islands, which he went and did right. 10 years for Diddy.
Let's just stay on track because I shouldn't have done that. That's on me. Anyways, so this spring that we had in New York, it was special. And anybody old enough to remember it at any level, whether you were an adult, I was in my early 20s, like still a kid, basically.
You was wilding.
Bud, let me tell you something.
You was wilding.
An unbelievable time. Now, at the time, I didn't care about the Rangers. My parents, though, my dad was still alive, my mom, they enjoyed that more than anything like they've ever enjoyed. Like, they were so happy because the Rangers had gone 54 years without, you know, winning a cup. They hadn't been in the finals in, like, 15 years. Like, this was a big deal to them, and it was special. And then I had the Knicks were on a run. Like, had one of the best records in the league. There was no Michael Jordan to get in the way finally. Like, this was the time, right? This was it. This was their time.
Is this when they finger roll?
This was the finish against the Pacers that won, and then Patrick puts the arms out and you know all that stuff. Yes. Yo,
what was it like 9'2" wingspan, 11'12"?
He got quite a large wingspan, yes.
May look like if you pushed him down a hill in a sled with that chin and those arms, he would have flew.
Maybe. But anyways.
Every
night. Anybody that remembers this, I'd love for you, because Bart doesn't know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
If you live through this, I'd love to hear from you. And Don LaGreca was talking about this on the K Show, and because, again, Don has great recall on things like this. And I think my friend Ben and I used to go into the Garden. We couldn't get tickets to playoff games, but we would just hang around. Like, just being – the buzz was insane. 33rd and 7th. There was something special just about being around. One night the Rangers were playing a playoff game. The next night the Knicks were playing a playoff game. If either team was on the road, the bars were packed. Nobody wanted to sit home because it was different watching games on TV back then. You didn't have the TVs you have today. So it was more fun to be in a bar hanging out with a bunch of fans who were all just going crazy in the bar. Like, so that's what you did. So there was just something about it, and I felt like it really did turn the city because people forget. Late 80s, early 90s, New York City, like where we are today in this city, very, very, very similar. Mm. Not great. And it felt like that spring sort of turned things. Everything just started to turn. And it's funny how unifying sports can be in society. And it felt like it really started to do that. And you had like Anthony Mason was going to Ranger playoff games wearing Ranger jerseys. Like, it was so cool, the synergy, because you never saw it today you see it more than ever, right? You see athletes going to watch other games. You really didn't see that as much back then. But these two teams sort of developed this kind of synergy, and they fed off each other's successes, and it was kind of cool to see. And
city was unified.
And you had Mark Messier on one side, you had Pat Riley on the other side. There was a lot of cachet, a lot of marquee names, and some dramatic moments. Of course, Mateau, that great Howie Rose call, one of the great calls in the history of New York. Just one of the great calls. You had that. You had Ewing. You mentioned it, the finger roll finish. You know, him finishing against the Pacers, finally getting over the top, over the hump, and getting to the NBA Finals. Obviously, the OJ thing, the Game 5, nobody will ever forget that. But June 17th, 1994, I mean, that's just, you know, one of those moments, because it's the Knicks took a 3-2 lead in the finals. They were that close. That ended in heartbreak. The Rangers didn't. The Rangers won their cup. The curse is over. Sam Rosen. This one will last a lifetime. It was something about that summer, that spring, I should say, that I think we need. Like, I really think, and when you think about the city and where it is right now, and the tensions and the frustrations and everything else that's going on, if there's ever a time we need a spring like that, it's right now. And the Rangers look poised to deliver it.
Kick it off.
They do. They look poised to deliver it. The Knicks, boy, in January, look like they could do something, too, that could be special. But the injuries have been the biggest concern. And can they get healthy? I've talked about whether it's a conductor on the LIRR or whether it's just somebody I walk up to in the street and they come up to you and they want to talk Knicks. It's always like, when are we getting healthy? When are we getting healthy? And that remains a question. Now, Adrian Wojnarowski just tweeted something a little while ago. Now, remember, this morning, as we told you at the top of the show, Mitchell Robinson went from out since he's been listed as out since December because he had the ankle surgery. There was a point where they thought he was going to be out for the season. He this morning was upgraded to questionable. And that right away, like that alone was interesting because it means he's close. Now, I did not believe it meant that he was close as he'll play tonight. But now, Woj is saying that Mitchell Robinson is expected to play tonight. Now, he's basing this on sources, so... You know, again, it's what his people are telling him. But his tweet is Mitchell Robinson is expected to be active and available to play for the Knicks tonight. They play the Raptors tonight in Toronto. The Raptors have lost 11 straight games.
Don't matter.
And they are not trying to win.
They're going to try and win tonight.
RJ Barrett is out.
Oh, okay.
He is still going through a bereavement. He lost his brother, and they're bringing him through that.
Oh, that's tough.
Emmanuel quickly is out.
He is. They lucky they put them former Knicks out. They would have been going for men.
Scotty Barnes is out.
Oh, okay. Well, don't worry.
Jakob Poeltl is out.
Oh,
that's pretty much their whole starting lineup.
Oh, so pretty much that means that DiVincenzo is going to record's going down tonight. Jalen Brunson is going to beat it.
Well, what you want to do? It continues to be
playing the Canadian.
The point is, it continues to be where you just got to take care of business, right? Yeah, like the Knicks have been doing
luck's in your favor.
Take care of business, and that's what they've got to do. Well,
say you can't have one of these like the Bucks losing to the Lakers.
Oh my God, what the Bucks did last night to me exposes a lot of reasons why if you believe in them getting past the Celtics, you're out of your mind.
But if you're a Knicks fan. You believe that, hey, they're gettable, just like last year.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because the Bucks lost last night. For anybody who's not paying attention, suddenly did something that when you look at the standings and you go, wait, is that – I did this twice last night. I'm like, there's no way that's correct.
Can Doc be the first person fired twice in 14 months?
But listen, if you look at the standings, I've already told you that with the Cavs have had some struggles and the Knicks have caught them to a point where they're a half game back. Of the Cavs for third, which is the 2-3 bracket you want to get into, because if you're in that bracket, you avoid playing the Celtics to the conference finals. But the Knicks are also 2.5 games back of second in the East because of the Bucks' loss. 2.5 games with 11 to go. And they play them one more time.
Yeah.
That's gettable. It's not like out of the question, but the only way it's gettable is if you get healthy. Adding Robinson is huge. But you got to get OG Anunoby back. And that's the big question mark, is when is OG Anunoby ready to come back?
How many days has it been?
He hasn't played since that West Coast trip. That's almost been a week and change now.
Yeah, maybe 14 days.
It's almost 2 weeks.
Maybe 14 days.
And then then there's Julius Randle, who continues. He's not even cleared. I don't think he's coming back. OG has been in shoot-arounds. He's shooting. It's not like he's been shut down. He just wanted – he had to let the inflammation just kind of die down. Randle has not been cleared at all. And we're getting later and later and later to a point now it's going to be very difficult to expect him back.
It's going to be one of those things where he's going to come out there and put the brace on, and they're going to say, just see how it feels, if you can make it through, blah, blah, blah. But then if he has some turnovers or something like that, he's going to be reluctant maybe to go down low. It's his non-shooting arm, so maybe hooks and stuff like that. It's easier to manufacture.
For Randle,
going down low instead of trying to cross over, have to gather the arm.
But you just don't want him to be compromised to where he can't help you.
Yeah, I run him through so many damn picks. He won't switch everything.
And that's what teams are going to do. They're going to bump him. They're going to hit him. And it's not something that he's good.
He good if you're going left.
Yeah.
Going left to right. He going
just
right
don't
to
spin.
Left. You get that inside shoulder. Knock your whole rotator cuff off.
You do not want that. You don't want that.
But if
OG comes back, you have Mitchell Robinson. I don't know what you're getting out of Randle, but that's what shows me. Watching the Rangers, they're getting Trouba back, which that they need him badly. It's amazing that Lindgren's injury, who's another one of their rugged defensemen, that you in the playoffs you need guys like Trouba. Jacob Trouba and Ryan Lindgren are two guys you absolutely need in the postseason because of their style of play, especially on the PK. And if you have them and they're both coming back, the Rangers, to me, are going to be a very tough team to beat. They're a great team. They have a great coach who has won Stanley Cups, right? That's what you know about Peter Laviolette. He's a winner, and he knows how to win this time of year. But if you take him and that team and have a run maybe in them, that starts it, right? The heartbeat starts at the Garden. And now all of a sudden, it starts to resonate around the city. But if the Knicks somehow get healthy, and then they start the playoffs, and then they look like that team we saw in January.
But the expectation is Eastern Conference Finals.
That heartbeat goes up and up and up. And all of a sudden, resonating out of the middle of Manhattan, midtown Manhattan, through the rest of the city and the tri-state area.
Gotham City.
Is something that could be really exciting that we haven't seen in 30 years. And that's, I think, something that as a city we need badly. Badly. You got to be rooting for it. The biggest hater in the world has to be rooting for this.
Me.
And you have to be rooting for this.
I am.
Night after night after night of playoff games drama and excitement.
I can't.
And that building just pulsating. And bars just packed because everybody's just going to these bars watching these games.
So I promised a friend that I would go to, I would take him to one of the playoff games.
Rangers?
No.
Oh. Knicks?
Yeah. But I'll go to the Rangers, especially if they play in my Red Wings.
That would be a great match.
I would come with my Gordie Howe, though. Son.
I'd go.
I'm calling my Gordie Howe.
I'd go to that with
come
you.
Come with my Gordie Howe, B.
Yeah, I'd go to that with you. We'd have some fun.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because for me, I don't know.
We'll have some barbecue hot dogs.
My rooting interest is in the coach and Michael Pekka.
Oh,
my interest in those guys, I want to see them have success.
Damn. Is it a place around here to sell octopuses?
I mean like the seaport?
They got octopus?
I mean, it's, yeah.
I need fresh octopus because that's how we roll in Detroit. You know what I'm saying? We throw them octopuses out.
I don't know
if
fresh octopus, but I'm sure you could find it.
No, I want mine.
There's always a sea. There's somewhere seafood.
I want mine alive so then when he starts trying to crawl across the ice, he gets stuck.
That would be creepy. You know how creepy that would be if the thing just woke up? Like you threw it and it woke up and it just started.
No, because I'm going to take him in. I'm going to take him in the stadium. I'm going to keep him in a bucket.
Oh, man. 800-919-3776. Gil is in Brooklyn. Gil, you remember what I'm talking about 30 years ago?
Brother, you just put the biggest smile on my face and just from thinking back to 94, but then it was followed by the biggest frown because of that son of a gun, O.J. Simpson, blowing our mojo.
Yeah. Nobody saw the best game of Patrick Ewing's career.
The juice Bart, got loose.
Bart, just to give you an idea of how lit up this city was with that 94 season, think back to the Jets. When them guys made that run and they Rex had you guys fired up. That, and remember how hyped up you was in the city that year, those 2 years? That's it, do that times three.
times
when
three.
The Knicks and the Rangers was in the playoffs in 94. Do that, remember that, and times it by three. That's how hyped this city was in 94. And it was just crushing that the Knicks couldn't pull it out, man. It was just crushing.
Man, but, they were right there, yeah.
Lady yeah,
they were there. You couldn't ask for more. And that was when Elijah Wan stamped his, I'm the man in this league now that Mike is gone.
That's right.
That's when Elijah Wan did it. Elijah Wan took over the league for that 2-year run. He took
he
over
did.
The league.
Yeah. But they won back-to-back titles.
It was at the expense of Pat, but it is what it is. Pat held his own, but Elijah Wan was just on the next level, and he proved why he
was that. Was that payback for college?
To me, he's the third greatest center out there behind Wilt in the fourth behind Wilt,
Shaq.
Kareem. Nah, hell no, Shaq. Shaq ain't even nowhere in the top five.
Top five center?
Nah, he's not in. Shaq's not even the top five. It's Wilt, Russell, Kareem.
Russell was a power forward to me. Russell was a power forward to me.
Nah,
if you want to go, if you want to go George Mikan, then I'm with you.
No, that's too far back for me. That's going back too far. But right behind those three is Elijah Wan, hands down. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. Shaq's not even in the top five. It tell you how back I put Shaq, even though he was a dominant
that's
player.
That's tough.
When you're 345 pounds, 7 foot one.
Well,
and you're supposed to dominate.
Well, you got to take Wilt out of there, though. Would you rather have Wilt careers or Shaq career? Because Wilt was bigger than everybody. And he did put up the stats.
Here's the difference. Here's the difference, Bart.
Okay.
When there was restrictions on Wilt when he played, he couldn't dunk. He pretty much had to do finger rolls and little short jump hooks. His game was restricted when he played, so he still dominated.
But Gil, can I ask you this? But Gil, can I ask you this? Who was the second tallest person in the NBA when Wilt was playing? Bill Russell, like 6'8". Bill Russell, like 6'8". He couldn't handle Bill Russell.
I think it was at the later stages. I think Gil Martin was in the league then. So there was 7 foot.
That was later
there.
On.
So he played him. He played him when he was 85 years old.
I gotta be honest with you.
Wilt was 2,000 women in. Wilt was 2,000 women in.
I don't know why did we somehow fall into that conversation. I'm trying.
Because 94.
I'm trying to bask in some nostalgia right now. Bernard in New York. Bernard.
Hey guys,
Bernard. What up?
What's happening?
Yeah, I was there actually. I was 26 years old. And I was a season ticket holder, lucky enough to be a season ticket holder since 92 for the Rangers and since earlier than that for the Knicks, which I still am. And it was the craziest time in New York. A couple of things. There were a game on a Sunday during that run because the games were exactly the same time. Both teams were at the same time that year. And there were games on Sundays where there'd be a game at 12 and then a game at night, and you'd go to both games.
Yep.
That happened one time during that run.
Yep.
The other thing to remember about that run, I was at the OJ game. And the crazy thing about the OJ game, now I had pretty good seats. I sat in 129 in the old setup.
The old setup,
which was like basically on the corner in the old Oranges, mm-hmm. for those who remember that. And my sister-in-law had binoculars. And we had been season ticket holders, so we knew everybody around us. And we were passing off the binoculars to look up into the luxury suites that had the TVs because all the TVs were on the OJ thing.
Yeah.
And everybody in the stadium even in the game, as the Knicks are making this run,
right.
Everybody's watching the run, and every time there's a timeout, what's going on with OJ?
Run over and see what's happening.
Bernard, at what point did you say, damn, how they can't catch him? He driving slow as hell. Like, why don't they just be like, yo, son, we can get back to the game if they just speed up and spin his ass out.
What people don't remember was the start of reality TV. People thought they were going to shoot him.
Yeah.
Now it's all you don't remember, but people thought they were going to shoot him. The other thing I'll just tell you quickly about the hockey was that was even crazier, except for the OJ part, because it was the Rangers.
Yep.
And The crazy part was obviously the Mateau game, which went into something like triple overtime, double. As I remember.
Yep.
They stopped selling alcohol. People were dying. It was the craziest thing that you saw. But in the finals, I don't know how many people remember this, but two pucks went off the post, and they didn't score against Richter. Two got behind Richter in that last game and hit the post. And in any other year, from 1941 to today, those pucks go in. So it was an absolute magical year for everyone who remembers it. It was the greatest sports run that certainly I've ever had, and I certainly think most people in New York ever had.
I agree. Yeah. I mean, there was something amazing about it, Bernard. And thank you, Bernard. And hopefully we can get something like that again. You know, there's Messier guaranteeing the win to Larry Brooks and then having a hat trick. Do you believe? There's just so many crazy. The Rangers had, every time they looked like they were against the ropes and it wasn't going to happen, something happened that saved them. That it just was so dramatic. And then again, on the Knicks side of thing, you're talking about the series with the Bulls. No Jordan. And yet still, it was tight. And there was the drama of Kukoc making the big shot when Pippen wouldn't go back in the game. There was the drama of Hubert Davis and the foul. Was it a foul? Was it not a foul? Hugh Hollins. There was Reggie Miller, the old enemy, going up against the Knicks in that series. And Patrick finally coming through in a clutch. And then there's, of course, again, the OJ game. And what happened in that game where he was killing Olajuwon. He had the best game of his life, and nobody saw it.
Tell me this. What team was the most frustrating team in New York not to win? I wouldn't say the Jets because
– The team that should have won you felt like they were destined and they didn't?
I wouldn't say
that team.
I wouldn't say the Jets. That's what I'm saying, because I wouldn't say the Jets because people weren't accustomed to the Jets winning. This team had been winning for years and years in playoffs.
Well, they hadn't been winning for years and years.
Well, no, what I'm saying
they were 61 team the year before. They couldn't get past Jordan. That was the year that it felt like it was destiny. Now, I would say that 94 Knicks team and the Yankees 2001 team. That team also felt that was a frustrating loss to Arizona because of what had just happened September 11th. It felt like one of those destiny type things, but they had just gone through a whole dynasty of all they did was win. So the fact that Mariano Rivera wasn't able to come through when you always expected him to was so shocking and stunning more than anything else. And as Mo tells the story, he tells you that he realized it was better they didn't win because a friend of his would have been on a flight that had crashed if he had won. And that's an incredible story that he tells. But I can't, what's another team that you felt like was a team of destiny that didn't win the championship but you thought should have? You know, was there a Mets team somewhere?
Well, maybe the team with DeGrom, right? They put Harvey back in.
Yeah, but it felt like the Royals were just better. And the Royals were a better team.
Basic ball?
That's what they did. No, it was. Remember, they went bullpen. They beat you with a bullpen, and then but opportunistic offense.
But does that change if Harvey doesn't go back in?
I don't know. I don't know if it changes anything.
I feel like they were lit. Cespedes came.
I still go back and say that anybody in that moment, not in hindsight, anybody in that moment leaves Harvey in the game. All right, 800-919-3776. We'll continue with your calls and more. Stay with us, Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Well, it's going to rain. If it's not raining already, I haven't seen, we don't have a window. So let's see. Rainy. Rainy conditions expected around 8 p.m. And then it's going to carry over to tomorrow, everybody. And you know what that means?
Rain.
It means rain tomorrow. You know what else that means?
Wet.
Yes, but you know what else that means?
Baseball.
Right. Or no baseball.
Delay.
The Mets have already announced.
Not even a delay?
No. The Mets have already announced that tomorrow's opening day against Milwaukee has been postponed.
What?
It'll be rescheduled Friday. That's why they give it the off day there.
I hope it rains in Houston.
So Friday instead is opening day for the Mets, 1:40 p.m. Good that they didn't put a dome on any of these stadiums. Smart.
Can we get it to rain in Houston? So then, like, they can say, well, technically, this is your start, Stroman. You can start because we had a 2-day.
Remember, in Houston, they can close that up.
I'm talking about a two-day monsoon where it's not safe for people to come. So then Stroman have to pitch the opening game.
So everybody that's wondering, just so you know, if you're a Mets fan, you were planning on going to the game tomorrow. You go Friday, and the Mets are letting you know the gates will
double
open.
Header?
No. The gates will open at 11:40 a.m. The parking lots will open at 10:40 a.m. So if you're making those plans, there's your schedule for you. So tomorrow, I guess we won't have the Mets playing while we're on the air. So we can even talk some Mets too and Yankees tomorrow as we have opening day. The Yankees, again, 4 o'clock, but they're in Houston. So, and they have the dome there. Here in New York, we don't believe in domes. Football stadium, who needs it? Baseball, new baseball, we don't need it.
Tell Ice Cube
at least
to
at the tennis right center.
Tell Cube
sorry?
To stop. I'm tell Cube to what? Stop.
Tell
The big three offered $5 million a year to Caitlin Clark to play half court.
Just $5 million, not a year.
Yeah,
they offered her $5 million to play.
I mean, for that year.
Yeah.
Would you take it if you're only playing half court?
It doesn't make sense for Caitlin Clark when she's probably, I don't know, I don't think she'll make that in the WNBA.
That's what I'm saying.
No, she's not making that in the WNBA. So if you're the big three and you want to see if, I mean, half court, I think she could play half court.
Of course she can play full
court.
She can
shoot?
Yes, of course. I mean, Cube, he making a play for her. What would you do if you were her? She can always play WNBA. Go do something and go play against men. And then, you know what I'm saying?
Would you want that to the maybe like a couple of years? Maybe you do it.
What if he offer it for $10 million?
I don't think he's going to do that.
They play at different times. She can play both.
Do you really think it's the best in her best interest to do that before she gets into WNBA, which the WNBA will benefit so much from her presence?
I would say that the
you want to uplift the women's game more than you uplift a half court summer league.
What better way than to play against former NBA players?
I don't know.
And light their ass up. What I'm saying is
I think her it's more about establishing her pro career than it is about being a novelty.
She can play like Taurasi. She has forever to do that. But if she plays well against them, who's to say she can't one day be Cheryl Swoops?
Not feeling
then
it.
Then you're doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, speaking of Caitlin Clark, we have a tournament update driven by Nissan.
Just say shut up, Bart. That's basically
We're just moving on from different conversations. On the men's side, the Sweet 16 back in action tomorrow. No rainouts here. UConn and San Diego State. UConn's on a mission, everybody. UNC North Carolina takes on Alabama. Iowa State and Illinois and Arizona takes on Clemson. That was the tournament update driven by Nissan coming at you with all the excitement of a Hollywood blockbuster at the Nissan Thrill the Drive sales event. Shop impressive savings at Nissan USA.com.
She can be like Deion Sanders. She can be like Bo Jackson. She can play
I was just letting Bart know the big three in WNBA seasons are at the same time.
At the same exact time. Mm-hmm. Right.
But that's, you know, but playing half court ain't gonna make you tired. Deion Sanders played two sports. Come on, Caitlin. Be both. Get the bag from both.
Carl in Queens. How we doing, Carl?
Bar Allen. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Hey, so I had to call after the, I guess, kind of a Woj bomb with the Mitch news. And so, Allen, I mean, watching Hardy, Hartenstein's relatively close to 100%. Now you add Mitch coming off the bench offensively, and I just want to remind everyone, he was getting shouts for Defensive Player of the Year before he got hurt.
People forget he was also dominating the offensive boards. He was the best offensive rebounder in the league before he got hurt.
You just need somebody to help him.
He got them extra possessions. Like he's, if he can give them 15 minutes, 12 to 15 minutes a game, it's a huge plus.
I just want him for Porzingis. I just need a big body to push Porzingis' ass.
I still don't know if that's
Porzingis. Oh, no. Bar, please hold off on that. He will put Porzingis in his pocket. No. Hold on.
Wow.
And then even offensively, spreading the floor for Jalen Brunson. And just to swing it back to Detroit real quick. Monty Williams, I don't know what I'm sure you guys talked about it a lot, but what was he complaining about Hartenstein being a top five big pick and roll wise in the league? I don't know what he was complaining about. And thank God DiVincenzo broke Fournier's record. And I hope
Because you hate Fournier, right?
No, because I hate seeing his name getting flashed on MSG.
That's what I'm saying. Because you hate him. That's why I'm saying. That's why I think Tibbs put him back in.
Bart, why was he trying so hard the fourth quarter to stop the record?
Because he wanted his record to stand. Wouldn't you want your record to stand? Like, usually.
Okay, but then why is Monty Williams complaining about it after? I mean, pick a side. I mean, come on.
Because
they're playing to win the game.
So listen, today, watch the record get broke twice in a week because they're playing a team that's even more of a bum because they got four stars.
Good. I hope so.
And it's going to be somebody else.
From your mouth to God's ears.
I hope Jalen Brunson has it. I'd much rather Jalen Brunson have it because I like him better.
Let's take Eric in Brooklyn. Eric?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just had two quick points on the 94 season for me. I was young. I was 12 years old.
Wow.
And I was always a Knicks fan. I grew up in a Knicks household, but I wasn't really a hockey fan. So to this day, I'm still a very loose hockey fan, watch the playoffs like most people, but always root for the Rangers just because of how magical that season was. That whole run. And to this day, I hate Pat Riley because of that 94 season.
Because of 94, you hate Pat Riley?
Because of leaving John Starks in the game when you had Hubert Davis and Greg Anthony on the bench, and you just told Starks
it was Rolando Blackman that was...
Oh, Rolando Blackman, right.
He was the one that was cleared and healthy, and Pat wouldn't put him in the game. I actually talked to Pat about this when he was inducted into Hall of Fame, and he said it's one of his big regrets that he knows that he regretted it, but he said his whole thing was John, he had believed in John so much and that he wanted to keep his faith in him. And remember, the game before, John was insanely good. Like, he almost carried them to the title in game six. He was great. It was, you know, Hakeem Olajuwon had just a great block. But that's the true story of that whole thing. All right. We'll finish up with calls 800-919-3776.
What, you got one segment left?
I am curious to see, though, how many people became either a Knick or a Ranger fan off of 94. Like, if you were a Ranger fan but never really paid attention to the Knicks, did you become a Knick fan because of that? Or vice versa, like he was just explaining. That'd be interesting, too. But all I'm saying is this. We're getting vibes right now of it. The Knicks have to do their part and get healthy. The Rangers are doing their part. And now it's a matter of when you see where we are with this city, how badly do we need something like this just to kind of like get the vibes right? All right, we'll finish up with calls before we go to the Case Show, but I want you to say goodbye to Busted Brackets because FanDuel lets you bet on every game of the tourney. Whether you're betting on a big upset or a one seed, it's time to go dancing on America's number one sportsbook. And right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. That's $200 to use on point spreads, money lines. You can even pick who's going to win it all. Just visit FanDuel.com/Allen and bet on college hoops until they cut down the nets. 21 or older, physically present in New York. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com for help with a gambling problem. Call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Yo, song, Alan. Let's go. Do your dance.
This has such Chippendale vibes, right?
The only rain I like is men rain. Y chromosome.
You make it so awkward.
Hot, long, strong.
You say long?
That's what she said, eh?
Jaheen in the car. Jaheen.
Yeah, hey, what's up, Han and Bart? How are you guys, man?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I don't know if you guys remember me, but I know one called, like, on NHL Treadline Day, and I know one said, Han, you're doing great work for ESPN and MSG. And Han, still this day, I still say, yo, I want you, I would love for you to get inducted to the Hall of Fame. I still stand by that, by the way. But
I don't. Not after this hot dogs.
CW Post.
Take. LIU. I don't have enough money yet to get into the Hall of Fame at LIU. I have to make more. I haven't made enough money yet.
No, I would love for you guys to go there. But the reason I'm calling because, yes, the 94 season was a magical year for New York. Unfortunately, like I told you guys before, I was born that year. I was a Halloween baby. And it was a great year for New York. And you guys are right. The Rangers. Huh?
Trick or treat.
Yeah. Thank you, man. Yeah, trick or treat. yeah, you're right. The Rangers, number one top rank, power rank, the teams to win the championship. They're playing great. And I would love for the Knicks to also make it up to the finals, too, because it's been so long since they won a title. So I really, really cross my fingers that both New York teams can win and we can have a big parade, man. I would love for that to happen.
It's the thing that we haven't had in over a decade, right? Thank you, Jane. Like, we have, like, it's amazing. I've said this over and over again, and I'm going to keep talking about it. As much as you're sick of hearing about it, you need to hear about it because the pressure needs to stay on all these franchises. Think about it. In the major sports, we have two of everything and three hockey teams. And it's been over a decade since any of them. I mean, we have greater odds to win in this city than any other city. Greater odds. And it's been over a decade. It's unacceptable. And it is time that, you know, this finally breaks. And when will it break? And who's going to break it? And right now, the Rangers would be at the very top of that list.
And they're the ones that's closer to it. We have to wait for the season to start for these other teams. We can see it coming. Maybe the Knicks. You know, but we know realistically.
Doesn't feel like they're close yet. Maybe this summer they make a move that could put them there.
Well, you hope the Knicks can be.
Because they're a lot closer than they've been in a long time.
You hope the Knicks can be the Heat, the team that nobody wants to play, and they get some good fortune. You know, Giannis hurts his foot or whatever happened last year that helped them kind of. Because they had the bad luck. The bad luck is losing everybody they lost, and they withstood it. and now you hope a little good luck. Maybe Randle doesn't play in the first series or a little bit, and they make it to the next series, and he starts to feel like, you know what, I'm going to give it a go because I feel like we're close, and maybe a little bit I can do can help. Maybe somebody gets upset, somebody does some of the heavy lifting for you.
It can happen.
Hey, Boston chokes on something, you know what I mean?
Oh, could you imagine? Like, anything's possible. I mean, you just want to get there.
I mean, because Boston can choke if last year the Bucks can choke.
Yeah, and then, of course, there's the great equalizer, which is injuries, which the Knicks have been through.
Anything's possible!
Dave in the car. What's up, Dave?
Hey, Alan. I was trying to ask you a question. If Bernard King didn't destroy his ACL, the very next year, Ewing was drafted, which would, with the icicle, you know, whatever you want to call it, the envelope and all that baloney. They never played one game together. How many championships you think they would have won if Bernard King was 100% healthy, Ewing's 100% healthy? You think Jordan wins 6 championships?
It's one of the great debates, I think, in New York sports, Dave. And I don't have a ton of time at the end of the show to do it, but you're driving, so you can hear me real. They never played together because Ewing got hurt at the end of the year that King came back, which was miraculous because back then ACL was a death sentence.
Yeah, kiss of death.
And so then Rick Pitino took over as coach, and Pitino didn't want him because he didn't think he'd be able to play up-tempo, which is the way he wanted to play, because off the knee, they didn't believe he could do it. So then he went to Washington and became an all-star again. Maddening. Patrick wanted to do it. King always wanted to do it. They never got to. It's one of the great debates. It's one of the great questions. What if they ever got to play together? Because they were always searching for that small forward, that secondary scorer, and they never could find it. All right, K-Show next. Bart, see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.